Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for May 29th, 2017, which is sponsored by Rev. Thank you, Rev, for being a supporter of the show. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show, it's patreon.com/phonelosers. I hear Patreon's the place to be these days. You don't want to be supporting the show from the website. That's so last week. Now we're supporting on the Patreon instead. So guess what? There's a brand new Calls of Mass Confusion out. It was released on Friday, or maybe Thursday, and I completely forgot to mention it on the show that I released the other day. I suck at stuff like that, so be sure to go to youtube.com/JesusInADumbTruck and watch the latest episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. It's now up to episode 12. This one is called How Bizarre, and I'm not sure why, because I haven't even watched this one yet. I suck at watching my own show. I'm sorry, G-Ad. But it's on my watch list. I've just had a really busy weekend. I haven't had much time. Let's see what's on this one. Let's see what I've done on this one.
But you have stuff in there.
Oh, look. I'm the very first call on today's episode. It must really suck.
Do you have some sort of a locket or a pendant type thing?
We do carry lockets, yes.
Okay, and how much text can I put on a locket?
It just depends on the locket, honestly, where you can engrave and how many lines we can get on there.
I need to get something that... I want to write something along the lines of, you fucking bitch, I know you've been cheating on me, we're through.
Ah, yeah.
Would that fit on a locket, or do we have to get something different?
That might fit on a locket.
Okay.
Yeah, might be best to just come
in. Yep, so yeah, that's what I'm doing on Calls of Mass Confusion this week, apparently. Calling up some sort of a locket store, and I don't remember what happened with that one, but you get to see the lady standing there on the phone, looking somewhat perplexed. And I'm sure she'll just tell everyone in the store about it as soon as I hang up, like they always do.
Check it out.
And then it looks like we've got one here from Dwight.
I need to cancel my damn public page, like real shit. Remember the dude I was just telling you that was watching?
So this is one of those people that's streaming on Facebook Live in a public place, and Dwight likes to call them up and get them on the phone, say wacky things to them.
He's alive from prison. He just called up here. How is that possible? I gotta cancel my page.
You're live streaming, stuff. Stupid.
Mine just, I swear to God, y'all. On live, how in the fuck?
And what else have we got on this week's episode of Calls of Mass Confusion?
Cinematographer on feature films.
Looks like we've got another interview by Carlito.
Any other work?
You guys remember that, right? He was eating a head of lettuce while he did a corporate interview with some guy over Skype. Guy was all weirded out.
The industry?
I work as a gaffer.
And there's
the photographer.
Yep. There's Carlito falling out of his chair on camera.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh boy. Just a moment. Sorry.
Oh, that was a pretty good pratfall, Carlito.
I'm still here.
Oh, just a moment. Excuse me.
Cool.
Oh man. Like that. Ah, these chairs.
You okay?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, it's just nothing. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm not going to go any further. That's just 6 minutes in of this 15-minute episode. So, I don't know what's filling up the rest of the space, but these Carlito interview calls are fucking hilarious. Everyone go watch Calls of Mass Confusion, youtube.com/JesusInADumbTruck. I will have a link to the latest episode in the show notes. I'm going to do some more of these verification calls, you know, where I call up as... you know, just a user of Google, and they need to verify my phone number, and I use some other random stranger's phone number to verify my Google account, or my Facebook account, maybe my Skype account. A listener of the show named Matthew Young in the PLA Facebook group, he did a scientific experiment where he texted people, and he did pretty much the exact same shtick, except it was through text messages. And his texts were like, it says, "Hey, can you help me out with something?" The guy responds, "Who's this?" And Matthew responds, "It's Mike. This is going to sound weird, but you have my old phone number that I had like 2 years ago. The number is linked to my Gmail account, and I need to verify my phone number to get back into my Gmail account." If they send you a verification thing, can you verify the number for me so I can get back into my Gmail? And the guy responds, yeah, I can do that. Matthew responded, thank you so much. The code is 72. Just enter that when they call. I guess it's the thing where they call with a voice automation thing and you have to enter in a code. Which, by the way, would be the perfect thing to do to a convenience store employee. If you wanted to just verify some convenience store phone number as your phone number. And he's got another chat log here. It's pretty much the exact same thing. He just asks nicely if they can verify the thing for him because they have his old phone number. And he says it works 2 out of every 4 tries, known by some of us as half. So if you ever want to verify your Google account or your Facebook or whatever through some random person's phone number, this is how to do it. Basically, just don't act like me when you call them. Don't act like a crazy person. Ask nicely and they'll probably do it for you. Thanks a lot for doing that research, Matthew. You're doing the world a great service by putting your research up on the internet for everyone else to look at. So I'm still on Dr. Punchy's list that he sent me last year, and I think I remember where I was at in the list, more or less. Hopefully I won't get someone that I've already called.
Hello?
Hey there, my name's Brad. I just needed to verify my Facebook account using your phone number. Do you mind if I have a code text to your phone?
No, this is my phone. God damn it, quit bothering me with my phone.
Well, no, I need
you
to
get your own phone.
But I need to use your phone number so I can verify my Facebook account.
You're not going to use my phone number.
Why not?
This is my phone number. I don't know what kind of scam you're trying to pull, but I know it's a scam.
Why do you know
that? Leave me alone, goddammit.
It's not a scam. I just want to set up a Facebook. Wow, okay, so maybe I didn't go back far enough in this list. I'm on the S's right now, and I don't know, I'm looking through the names. They don't look familiar. I don't think I called these people. Maybe he's just getting some other kind of scam call instead of my scam call. I'm just going to stay where I'm at on the list and go ahead and keep calling people.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Brad. I'm using your phone number to set up my Facebook account, and I was wondering if you could give me the code that they just texted to you.
Who is this?
My name is Brad.
Okay.
And
Who?
Brad Carter. I'm setting up my Facebook account. It's a brand new Facebook account, and I'm texting a code to your phone, to your cell phone. Could you tell me what the code is? Because they need it. My name is Brad.
Yeah, but why are you calling me?
Because I want to use your phone number to set up my Facebook account. So I had them send you a code.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I have no idea who you are.
I already told you like 3 times now. My name is Brad.
So why would I have anything to do with your Facebook account?
Well, normally you wouldn't, but I don't want to use my phone number for it, so I'm going to use yours instead.
Use your own phone number.
I don't want to.
Well, I don't want you to use mine.
Please?
Absolutely not.
Well, it's not like it's any trouble for you. Just look at your phone and give me the code.
Where do you live, Brad?
I'm in Oregon.
And why are you calling me?
Because I want to set up my Facebook account.
Well, you can go find somebody else.
Well, why are you being like that about it? You don't have to be mean.
Well, why shouldn't I be? Well, I have absolutely no idea who you are.
Brad,
and there
remember?
Would be no reason.
What
big deal.
What would Jesus do?
Pardon?
What would Jesus do?
He'd get a different telephone number.
No, he wouldn't. He would ask his fellow man to borrow their phone number, and they would say yes, because he's Jesus.
Well, you know what? I think you should use your own.
Well, I don't want to. I've already explained that. You have a hard time comprehending don't you?
Oh.
You know?
Well, let me think about it.
Okay, how long is it going to take?
You have no authority, no right to use anything of mine.
I know, but I'm asking for it. I just need you to look on your text messages and read me the code. They sent you a code on your text messages.
No, I won't.
Come on. Please. Pretty please. Damn, what a grouchy old lady. So this time around, I've thought of everything. I made some default passphrase messages
to send to people's, you know, to send to their text messages if they pick up the phone. And I sent her one. I think I heard it come through. I think I heard her phone vibrate. But the one I sent to her, it says, your Facebook authentication passcode is Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. And I just wanted to see if I could get her to say Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. But I made a few others here that I can just quickly copy and paste to people if they pick up their phones. Like, here's one that says your authentication passphrase is bitch-ass-ho. Your passphrase is turd-winder. You know, just stuff like that. Just to see if they'll say it. And maybe we can get into more obscene stuff if this works out. I'll type in some crazier things for them. And nobody does passphrases, by the way. It's always a code. It's always a number code. But I'm going to do passphrases because that might be funnier. Funnier than getting them to say, 420-6969 or something like that.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Brad. I'm trying to set up my Facebook account, and I'm using your cell phone number. So I was wondering if you could give me the code that they just texted to you?
Wait, you're way on the wrong tree, sir.
What?
I don't even have text.
Well, yeah, you do. Look at your text messages. It's right there. They sent.
I don't have any text messaging, sir. I don't even have a smartphone.
Yeah, but
I have just a little flip phone.
Right, but you can still get text. It just charges you like $5.
Sorry
for what? That you're a cheapskate? I actually sent him a text. I hope he gets it. He's gonna be like, whoa, I do have text.
Hello.
Hey, quit lying to me and just give me my text message.
Go to hell. There's no quick text here.
There is.
I don't know
two
who you are. I'm calling the police. I've got your phone number.
The police?
Now, don't call again. I don't even have text.
But look,
I've got a flip phone.
Look at your phone.
I am looking at
click
it.
Click on the text button.
Sir, there's no text button on a flip phone.
Well, how about the messages
a little
button?
Nothing. I don't even have voice message,
that's
sir.
Crazy.
I have an on-off switch.
That's
whatever you're doing, I've got your number. If you dial me again, I will call the police.
I don't want you to call the police.
Don't,
please don't do
well,
that.
Well, then stop it.
Okay, I will. I promise. I'll get someone else. All right. I should have told that guy that I have a flip phone and it's got texts on it. Thinks he knows everything about telephones or something.
Hello?
Hello, this is Brad. I'm setting up my Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number to verify my account with. So I was wondering if you could give me the code that they're going to text to you.
Who is this?
My name is Brad. Brad.
Wow. How did you get my number?
I just picked it at random. I don't know. I like the last four digits spell my name, so I thought it'd be a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
But okay. They texted you a code, and that's what I need to verify my Facebook account.
Hold on here.
Okay.
Hold on. Turdwinder? Okay. Goof.
What?
Turdwinder? I love it.
Why are you calling me a turdwinder?
Happy Memorial Day.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you calling me a... Ma'am... Wow, that was so rude. I asked her to read me the code, and she called me a turdwinder and hung up on me. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind.
Hi, you've reached Lindsay Reinsworth.
Now she's not going to pick up. She's going to call me a turdwinder and then not pick up her phone. Whatever, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and you have my old cell phone number, so can I send you my code? You know, to recover my account.
How long ago did you have your cell phone, Brad?
About 5 years ago, I think.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, suck my wiener.
What? Hey, don't use the word wiener with me.
Okay, bitch.
Hey, don't call me a bitch. That's a horrible thing to call someone.
Okay, cocksucker. You like that one better?
That's better. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm glad we found mutual terms.
Okay.
So now stop calling me.
Can I please get my passphrase, though? It's on your text messages.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Just look at your text messages.
I've had this phone number for 10 fucking years.
No, you haven't.
So I know you're lying.
You're lying to me. You haven't had this phone for 10 years. I had it 5 years ago.
Well, good. Then you should have changed your Facebook account 5 years ago, dickhead.
Well, I forgot to. So can I please have the code? I had them text it to you. Why can't you just do that? Why can't you be a decent human being?
Because you haven't had this phone 5 years ago, dumbass.
Well, I used it 5 years ago to set up the account. I tricked you out of the code back then.
Okay, well, you could trick me out of a code in 5 more years.
No, I need it now, because they locked me out of my account. They say my account's fake.
Well, because you're fake, dumbass.
That didn't make sense.
I don't care.
Good try, though. Whatever that means.
Okay. Go fuck some kids, okay?
What? No, I'm not going to do that. Is
you're a fucking pedophile.
Are you projecting or something? Seems like you're projecting.
I am.
Why would you just... Where did that come from?
Because you're fucked up,
because that's what's on your mind? Fucking kids? What the hell? Are you a kid fucker? Did I accidentally just call a kid fucker? Holy shit! I've got a kid fucker on the phone. But what do you know? That made him hang up for some reason.
Ray speaking.
Hey, Ray. This is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I used your phone number. I used your phone number when I set it up, so I was wondering if I could get the code from you that they sent in.
This is Brad. Who?
Brad Carter.
Oh, okay. From Lyondell, or?
No, I'm from Oregon. I don't know you or anything. I just used your phone number to set up my Facebook account. So
okay.
I'm trying to recover my Facebook account. It got shut down.
Okay.
They're trying to say it's fake, and it's not fake. So they sent me a code, and they said they would text it to your number. So I just need to get that code so I can set up my Facebook again.
Okay, I haven't received any code.
Oh, did you look at your text messages? It should have texted it to you. You don't have a flip phone, do you?
No, yeah, that's the problem, so...
Oh, does it not get text? I don't think flip phones get text, do they?
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Well, did you look, though?
Actually, if you could call somebody else, I'd appreciate it.
Well, no, you're the one that has my number on Facebook.
Okay, I don't even have Facebook, so...
I know, but I do, and I used your phone number to set up my account. So I need to get
Why would you use my phone number?
Because I didn't want to use mine, because that would give me marketing phone calls, and I don't want that. So I just use yours instead.
I'm sorry, I'm just not comfortable with this, okay?
Why not?
Thank you very much.
What are you, Nancy Boy or something? Had to channel my inner Matt Hillock there, calling people Nancy Boys. Damn it, I had a thing sent to him and everything. Wouldn't even look at it for me.
Hello?
Hey there. Hello? Hey, this is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I used your phone number to try and recover it with. So do you think you could read me the text message that they sent to you so I can get my account back?
Why'd you use my phone number?
I didn't want to... I used yours when I set it up originally. You know, like...
Why would you use mine?
Well, I didn't want to use mine, because then I'd get marketing calls and stuff.
Well, I'm not going to give you mine. Thank you.
Well, no, I already used yours. I'm trying to recover the account now, because it got shut off.
Well, why would you do something like that and use my phone number?
Well, it's not my fault it got shut off. Someone reported my account as fake, and it's not. It's really my account. I just used your phone number.
I'm not helping you, brother.
Why not? Because you're kind of an asshole?
You bet I am, and if I ever get a call like this from you again, I'm going to turn you into the police.
For what?
Fake accounts.
You're going to call the police on me because you're not willing to help your fellow man recover his Facebook account?
No, you're up to something, and I don't want anything to do with it.
What would I be up to? Just look at the damn code. It just says Facebook recovery code. What could it possibly be? What's he think I'm up to? Why does everyone think I'm up to something, you guys? I just don't get it. I hate when I send them an authentication passphrase and they don't even read it, or look at it even.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, this is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I used your phone number to set it up, so I just need to get the code that they sent to you to recover my account with. Is there any way you could just, like, they would have sent it to you as a text message?
Why did you use my phone?
Because, I don't know, like when I set it up like 6 years ago, they needed a phone number and I used your phone. So they would...
I'm not sure I understand why. I don't even know you.
Well, I know. I just picked a random phone number. And it was yours. But now I need to recover my account because they're saying I have a fake account, which I don't. And they texted you a code.
So Brad, this all sounds obviously very, very fishy.
I know, it's weird.
So,
I'm sorry.
I can't help you. I don't know why you have my phone number though. That's very strange, especially since I'm in Pennsylvania. So
right, but they sent you a code, like you know, it's like a code, a passphrase or whatever. And if I give them that passphrase to Facebook, they'll fix my account.
I know. You know what? You just need to resolve this. I'm not comfortable with any of this. You just need to resolve this with Facebook.
Did you? I know I'm trying to, but they need the code. That's what they're saying is I have to give them the code that they sent to you.
I can't even imagine you used my phone number.
Well
like,
look,
that's crazy.
Look at your text real quick. You'll see the code came through.
Listen, Brad, I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
Why not? Because you're mean and not willing to help out people? They're asking for a simple thing. I'm getting a lot of that today. People are just hanging up on me for no reason. They just hang up on me, making a simple request, and they hang up on me.
Hello?
Hello, Julie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from Facebook. I was just calling to confirm your Facebook.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Steve Dave from Facebook. I'm calling to confirm your Facebook account. We sent the verification text from you when you requested it.
I don't know.
Did you receive the text or did you not receive the text?
What's that?
Did you receive the text?
I don't think so.
Oh, did you check your text messages? You wanted to reset the account, right?
Nope.
Well, why'd you send in the text? Why'd you send in the verification stuff?
I didn't.
Well, I'm so confused. Like, what are you trying to do then?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything with anything today.
Well, do you not have Facebook? This shows that you have a Facebook account. We called to authenticate
it. I do.
Did you get the authentication text?
No.
Hello?
No, I did not.
Oh, did you check your text messages? There should be a text in there.
Nope.
You didn't check? Hello, this is Steve Dave from Facebook. I'm just calling about your Facebook account.
No, thank you. Call me back another time.
No, I will never call you back. Never. Take that. You missed your window.
How? It's unusual.
What's unusual? I was trying a different thing there, and it didn't work out too well.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from Facebook. Did you get the verification code that we sent, that we texted to your phone? Because we haven't been able to verify your account, it looks like, since it got shut off this morning.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was reported by several people as a fake account, and I guess they tried to send a text a code to you to verify it. Did you even get the code? I mean, maybe you have an old phone number in there.
No, I don't.
You don't have the code?
Let me look on my Facebook account. Hold on.
Okay, well, it'd be in your text messages on your cell phone.
And what is this regarding?
It's just about your...
Are you sending us something?
No, it's just for your account to be reinstated because it was turned off for being not a real account. So we sent a text message. Sorry, what?
No, actually, I have all my Facebook stuff on.
Yeah, well, it looks
Can
like
I
it's...
Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Steve Dave. It looks like it's on to you because it's your account and you're just seeing a cached version of it. Did you get a text message that we sent to your phone?
Nothing.
You don't have a text message on your phone? Did you look at your text messages?
Hold on, I will.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
About what?
I'm going to report you to the authorities. Thank
for,
you.
For what?
I'm
for,
going to take your phone number and what? Report you to the security in Facebook.
What? No, I'm
and
with
I have
Facebook.
Your phone number.
Dummy.
And I will take care of it. Thank you.
Why? Why are you being so upset with me? What did I do? What's the matter? Well, that was strange. It's almost as if she checked her text messages and saw the one that said, "Your Facebook authentication passphrase is bitch ass ho." I guess she didn't like that. I've had too many people hang up on me when I tell them it's my Facebook account, so I was thinking maybe if I tell them it's their Facebook account, they'll take it more seriously and actually look at the text message. And I guess it worked because she checked and she didn't seem too happy about what she read.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rosita? Hello?
Hello?
Why is somebody giggling at me? That's weird. What the fuck is that? Who is that? What was that?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, this is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account. And I had them send a text to your cell phone. Can you tell me what the code is on it?
Well, it's no.
Why not?
Someone just sent a Facebook thing to my wife's cell phone.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Not nice.
No, it's an authentication passphrase or something like that.
Well, it says bitch asshole on it, so fuck you.
It says what? It says fuck you? Why'd you say that to me? That was rude. Sir? Sir? I know you're still there. I can hear you heavy breathing into the phone. You're a mouth breather. Hello? Why aren't you... Okay, they hung up. I think he was kind of hard to understand, but he said he got the text message on his wife's cell phone, and it says, bitch ass ho, so fuck you. But I didn't write the fuck you part. He added that himself. That's his response to being called a bitch ass ho.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, it's Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I had them send a text message to your phone that has my recovery code on it.
Brad who?
Brad Carter from Oregon.
Oregon, Illinois?
No, Oregon, the state. Over there on the West Coast.
Yeah, sorry, Brad. I'm taking a pass on that.
Why?
Well, I don't know you.
But I need my account needs to be recovered. They locked me out of my account, and it has your phone number on it. So I have to get the code from you. And he just hangs up on me. I'm going to call him back. See if I can plead with him a little bit. Make him see reason.
Hi, this is Jim. Please leave me a message. I'll call you back.
He's just going to hit the fuck you button on me. So I'm up to the J's now. I started with the S's on today's show. That's where I left off on the previous day's show, was on the S's. Or I mean on the T's, I think. So I've gotten all the way back to the J's. I've had a lot of people not answer yet. And I've been doing this for like 2 hours now. I'm sure it's going to be nothing near that when I edit this all down. And what the hell? This person's phone is just ringing. Where's the voicemail? Guess I'll just hang up on that one. This is a fun prank. I really like the premise on this one. It just takes forever to get through to somebody. And maybe that's just Dr. Punchy's fault. Maybe this list is just awful. But no, I don't think that's it. This is a really good list. It has lots of home numbers and work numbers and cell numbers on it. So thanks, Dr. Punchy. Apparently we're calling Ireland right now or something. The hell is that noise?
Hi, this is Helen. I'm not here right now.
All right, Helen's not picking up. I think Helen's on holiday in the UK right now.
Hello?
Hello, this is Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I had them send a text message to your phone to recover it with. Did you get that message yet?
Why would you send a text message to me?
Because I used your phone number to set up my Facebook account. So
why would you use my phone number?
Well, because I didn't want to use mine.
So now I need to recover it, and they just need the code that they texted to you.
Guess what?
What?
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Oh, yeah, well, my name's Brad. I live in Oregon.
Well, great, Brad, but don't be giving people my phone number. Too bad. Guess you'll have to figure that out.
Well, no, bye. No, I gave it to Facebook. That's not like a real person. You know? Ma'am? What's wrong with these people? If someone did this to me, I would do it for them. I'd just be like, okay, here's your code.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
What's the worst that could happen? So I think what everyone's homework assignment should be tonight is to, you know, call up a random cell phone number. Just text a random phone number and or call them either way and ask them if they will give you the code that's going to be sent to them. Just explain that you lost your account and you need their help. See if people are nice or see if they're just, you know, they say smart-assy things to you and hang up the phone. Like most people seem to do.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Brad. I'm trying to recover my Facebook account, and I used your phone number. Is it okay if I send you a text message that has my recovery code?
Who's Brad?
I'm Brad.
I know, but who are you calling?
I'm just who I am. Well, yeah, I don't know who you are. I just have your phone number because I used your phone number to set up my Facebook account a few years ago.
Yeah.
So
what's my phone number?
What?
What is my phone number?
The one I just called?
Yeah, what is my phone number?
81-96. But Facebook, they sent a text message to you that has my passphrase to recover my account.
Let me look at it. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the text.
All right.
Okay, I have a bitch asshole.
You have that's a... You have a what?
It says, hold on a second.
Okay.
Facebook authentication passphrase is bitch asshole.
Oh, my Facebook authentication passphrase is what? What is it?
Bitch asshole. I mean, why did you send it to my phone? Did you make a mistake?
No, I just didn't want to use my phone number. But well,
what the fuck is this? Are you nuts? Well, go away, okay?
Why? No, I already did it. I got the passphrase. It's bitch ass ho, right?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, you just gave me the passphrase, bitch ass ho. Is that right?
Yeah. Go away.
I'm typing it in right now. I'm gonna see if it works.
Go fuck yourself, okay?
Hey, what? Why'd you say that? Why are you cursing?
Go fuck yourself, you asshole.
I'm just.
What is this? I'm stupid. Scam?
No, I'm setting up my Facebook account. What's your problem?
What the fuck you send it to my phone for, you asshole?
Well, what'd you read it to a stranger on the phone for, you dummy?
You fucking call me, you cocksucker.
Well, at least I'm not a dummy that'll just read a code to someone over the phone, some stranger. Wow, that was weird. He gave it to me and then he freaked out. Well, that was kind of backwards. It's just too bad his audio quality was so bad, because that sounded awful. I can't believe he read it like several times, though. That was pretty great.
Bob Green.
Hey, Bob. This is Brad Carter from Oregon. I'm setting up my new Facebook account, and I'm gonna use your phone number to verify the account.
Okay.
So I guess Facebook is gonna send a text message to you that'll have like a password in it. And then when I get the password, I'll be able to set up my account.
All right.
Did you get that text from them?
Yeah. I just heard something.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll get it taken care of.
Okay. Well, what's the password then?
I'll send it to you.
You'll send it to me? Well, no, just give it to me over the phone.
I'm not doing that.
No reason to be difficult about it. Jeez.
Bye.
Well, how else are you going to send it to me? Are you going to mail it to me? You don't make any sense. What's your problem? What's the matter? Don't you know how to hang up a phone either? What are you doing? It's the red button, sir. The red button. That'll hang it up. There you go. Well, I thought he was going to read it to me, and I had the Wubba Lubba Dub Dub one up. Maybe he would have gotten angry if it said bitch ass ho instead. Oh, well. I'll just move on to the next person. We're all the way back to the G's now. I think I'm just going to keep going until people start recognizing me. Because I use these phone numbers for some other prank, like last week or something. And at some point, I'm going to reach the point where I stopped, you know, on that show, doing whatever I was doing. These people are going to be like, are you the same person that called the other day? Said something wacky to me. Uh-oh, I'm getting a text from someone, finally. This will be the first person who's replied to me today. It looks like I sent him something 9 minutes ago that says your Facebook authentication passphrase is bitch ass ho. And he replied 1 minute ago. He says, what is this stupid shit? So, should I reply? I don't know. I probably shouldn't. Or, yeah, I will just this once. I'm going to write, it's your authentication code. You imbecile, please reply with your 4-digit confirmation code. There, sent. And I sent it for real that time. Unlike in the last show where I was pretending to send things to people. I really did it this time. I'll let you guys know if he replies back.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Brad. I'm trying to set up my new Facebook account, and I'm using your phone number to do it. So I just need the code that they sent to you.
Brad, why are you using my phone number?
I don't want to use mine. Because, you know, I probably won't have mine for a long time. So I'll just use yours. Have you had your phone number for a while?
Do I know you, Brad?
Oh, no. This is just a random phone call. I live over in Oregon. I just need a phone number. I just need a phone number to verify my account with. That's all. So they're going to...
Hold
on. They're texting you a code, and I just need the code, and I can set up my account.
Oh, hold on a second, Brad.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, sir.
Hey, sir.
I have a small request. Oh, and then he hung up on me. I think he went off to ask permission from his wife to give a code to a stranger on the phone. She's like, we've talked about this, honey. You know better. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, you did one of those reverse things where you didn't say anything, and I had to say hello because you didn't say anything. That was weird.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Brad. I'm just setting up my Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number to confirm it with.
Why are you using my phone number?
Because I don't want to use mine, because it's an unlisted number.
Well, how did you pick my number?
It was just a random thing. Actually, the last 4 digits of your phone number, it spells my name. It spells Brad. So I'm going to use your number. Did they send you a text message? Because they're supposed to send you a text message with my code on it.
No, I don't even want to get involved in this.
Well, you're not getting involved in anything. I'm just setting up my Facebook account. That's all.
Well, why are you calling me?
To get my code. I think they text messaged you a code on your phone.
I don't do texting.
Well, you're going to today, so you just look.
No, you're not going to tell me what I can do or what I can't do.
No, listen. I order you to look at that damn text message.
You
right now.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on!
You're telling me I got to do something that.
Okay.
I don't want to do.
Okay, here. I'm sorry. I put it that way. Sir, can I please get the text message from you? Please.
What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want?
Well, just the code. They sent a code.
Why don't they send you the code? Why are they sending me the code?
Because I don't want them to have my phone number. Because I'll get telemarketing calls, and it's just an unlisted number. I don't need garbage calls.
No.
Hey, tell that lady to shut up.
No, I'm in a restaurant right now. Yeah, this you're inconveniencing me. So well, I'll talk about Maybe I'll talk to you later.
Well, is that your wife in the background? Aw, his wife needed to shut up. I was going to help him out with that. Still no response from that guy that asked me, what the fuck is this, or whatever he said. I called him an imbecile. Sure told him a thing or two. He's not going to respond.
Hello?
Hi, this is Brad. I'm setting up a new Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number. So they're going to send you a text message here in a little bit. And I'm just going to need the code from that text message.
For what?
I'm setting up a new Facebook account. I had to shut down my old one. Too much drama on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're sending you a text message so I can verify my account. Did you get that yet? It should be in your phone.
Uh-huh.
Did the text come through, the verification code phrase thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say?
I don't interest. Bye-bye.
You don't need what? Come on. Okay, we're up to the D's now. I'm pretty sure I've called all of these people already, or attempted to at least. So we may get people that remember me from last week. And oh shit, I just got a text message from that guy. He responded to my last thing, and he says, I'll rip your fucking head off and shit down your neck if I catch you, you stupid asshole. I'm gonna respond with, this is not a valid confirmation code. Please have a grown-up help you, you big stupid. And, I don't know, I'm gonna write, thank you for using Facebook. There we go. This is not a valid confirmation code. Please have a grown-up help you, you big stupid. Thank you for using Facebook. That's what I just sent him.
Hola.
Hola. Is this Roy?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jim from AT&T. I was just calling to make sure you got your authentication thing for your account. They should have sent a code to you by text message.
And that's for what?
You were saying you couldn't get into your account earlier. So we sent a code. We sent a text message code to make sure it's really you.
Well, it wasn't really me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. I guess the code worked. They weren't able to get in because they didn't have the code. So
and AT&T for what?
For your
cell phone?
Yeah, your cell phone account. The number that I'm calling right now. Did you get the code that we texted to you? Do you get text messages there?
My wife did.
Oh, I think they texted it to this number, the 1293 number.
Okay.
Did you not get that code then?
I did.
You did? What's the code say?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, that's good, because I was just testing you. I wanted to make sure you weren't going to tell me. Because I made up the code myself, and every time you call into AT&T from now on, you have to use that code.
We're done.
We're done with
what? We're done.
No, I haven't finished yet. I have to tell you how to use the code.
No, I'm not going to... No, nothing is wrong.
But every time you call AT&T, you got to use this code.
Okay, and I'm not going to tell you the code.
I don't want the code. You're not supposed to tell me the code. Never tell your code to someone on the phone, you idiot. Is what I'm... Okay, I was trying something new there. It didn't work. I guess I was a little suspicious the way I asked him for the code. And that probably was a guy that I talked to last week, because I'm up on the C's now. I'm almost finished with this list. Once again.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Brad. I'm trying to set up my Facebook account, and I used your phone number. I'm going to use your phone number to set up my account.
You're going to use my phone number to set up what account?
My Facebook account. It's an account on the internet. I'm going to use your phone number.
You are?
Yes. just so you know, I just wanted to make sure you're aware of this.
Okay, Brad. Brad who?
Yes, from Oregon.
From Oregon?
Uh-huh. Yep, and I'm setting up a new Facebook account. I've never had one before.
Hold on just for a second.
Okay.
Okay, Brad, let's start all over. You say you're going to use my phone number for what?
To set up my Facebook account with.
to set up your Facebook account. Why would you use my number?
Because I just prefer to not use my own, because it's a unlisted number. I don't want people having it and calling me.
Well, I don't want people calling me either.
Oh, they probably won't call you. It's probably okay. But I think they sent you a code on your text messages on your cell phone. Did you get the...
I'm not comfortable with this.
But they sent a code. I needed to set up my account. Otherwise, I can't have Facebook.
I don't care, you know, whether you can have Facebook
or not. That's a horrible thing to say. Why don't you care about me?
Well, I don't know you.
Well, you should just care about your fellow man. I mean, what would Jesus do? Would he care?
I don't understand what you're trying to do. And so, quite frankly, I'm not going to give you anything.
Well, I just want my Facebook account. I've never had one before.
I don't care about your Facebook account.
Jesus would care about my Facebook account. You're nothing like Jesus. Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to be quiet, please?
Can't get rid of.
Hello? Sir, are you still there?
I'm here.
Whoa,
yeah,
geez,
what do you want?
I just the code that they texted to you?
I'm not going to give it to you. I don't even have
a good Christian would give me the code. It's in your text messages on your phone. Oh, there he goes. I don't know if you guys heard him before. He said he couldn't get rid of me. He couldn't figure out how to hang up or something. I think I'm going to have to give up on this one. Nobody's going to read me the code. I'm never going to have a Facebook account at this point.
Hello?
Hello. This is Brad. I'm setting up a Facebook account, and I'm supposed to let you know that I'm going to be using your phone number to set up the account.
I'm sorry, you're setting up a Facebook account for what?
For myself. It's my very first Facebook account. I'm upgrading from MySpace. So I'm going to be...
Hey,
huh?
No. Who are you trying to call? Because I don't think you have the right number.
Oh, is this not Marianne?
This is.
Oh, okay, I got the right number. I'm just going to use your cell phone number to verify my account with. They're going to send you a text message with my verification code thing.
Who are you?
My name is Brad. I live in Oregon. And did you...
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
What, are you getting a message or something?
He's trying to set up a Facebook account. He's going to use my phone number.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Brad. I think she just told you that. Didn't you listen? I'm setting up a Facebook account, and I'm going to use Marianne's phone number.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't have a phone number. I'm actually calling from a payphone right now.
That's awesome, Brad. Why don't you give me your last name and your contact information?
Well, no, I don't want to give all that stuff out. I don't feel comfortable giving that to you. But
really?
Yeah.
But you feel perfectly comfortable to use someone else's phone number?
Yeah, it's just a phone number.
To open an account?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Yeah. It's just like if I ever need to recover my account, I'll have to call you up and get my code.
Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. No.
Well, hopefully it won't. I don't want to lose my account. Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. Debbie?
Who's this?
Well, this is Brad. What are you asking like that for? Like you're suspicious
Who's
or something?
Brad?
My name is Brad. I'm from Oregon.
Well, I don't know Brad from Oregon. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm calling from Facebook, dummy. I'm calling about your Facebook account.
I don't have a Facebook account, dummy. Don't call me that.
Well, you do
asshole.
Now. I just set it up for you. Well, that approach doesn't work.
Old VCR for me.
What?
Oh.
A VCR?
Hello.
What'd you say about a VCR?
Who am I talking to?
This is Brad. I just needed to let you know I'm setting up a Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number to verify it with.
I'm sorry, Brad who?
From Oregon.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, you may not use anything of mine.
Oh, no, I'm not asking permission. I'm just going to let you know that I'm using your number.
Oh,
to set up my Facebook.
Who are you?
My name is Brad Who from Oregon.
No.
Yes, I am. What do you mean, no? I can set up...
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I've told you 3 times now. Did you forget already?
It's a radio show.
What? A Radio Shack?
Radio show.
No,
there's no Radio Shacks anymore. Get with the times.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Good. I hope you hang up. That guy kept saying radio show. He thinks she's on a radio show. Whatever gave him that idea? And that one's pretty much it. I've reached the top of the list. I was hoping I'd have some people that recognized me from last week, but I didn't. So I guess I got a hold of different people this time. But I do think it's time to retire this list finally, so thanks for the list, Dr. Punchy. I'm gonna delete it now. Got a lot of use out of this one, though. Hey, before we start the voicemails today, let's play a phone call by somebody else, one that was sent to me. It looks like I've got one in here by a listener named Sunshine. I don't think I've ever heard of her, but apparently she was hanging out in her parole office and got a scam call of some sort. So let's hear what this is
all
about.
Hello. Thank you for holding. Who is this, please?
Okay, well, this is Don Fernandez from the Publisher's Clearinghouse, okay?
Ooh.
Awesome.
Publisher's Clearinghouse. I didn't think they even did that anymore.
Yes. Well, my reason for contacting you today, your phone number had been randomly selected in a monthly raffle here at the company. So
he's
this
totally
is
not reading this from a paper.
In regards to your lucky winnings, all right?
Oh, I won something?
Yes, ma'am. You have been seen to be our lucky second place winner in the monthly grand raffle of $550,000 and
oh
an E-class Mercedes.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations. Welcome on board to the winner's circle.
I can actually be on my family.
Yeah,
congratulations, Sunshine.
I can actually help my child who's on life support. And, oh, my God, like, I can finally pay to get my neighbor murdered. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Okay.
I'm surprised he understood
that.
Don't
murder your neighbor, okay?
No, you don't understand. My neighbor is like this big fucking asshole. And like, I went and I met with somebody. I met on Craigslist, you know, but they wanted $20,000 to do them in. You're fucking saving my life.
You gotta go to the dark web, Sunshine.
Yay!
That's where you get it done.
Okay, okay. Get yourself a pen and a paper, a clean sheet of paper and a pen.
I got it. I'm right here.
Has to be clean.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay, first things first, you're going to be having my name. That's Don Fernandez.
Totally a real name.
I got it, Don.
Okay, and then you're going to be having the name of the company. That's the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Uh-huh, I got it.
Okay, and then you're going to be having the sum of money that you have luckily won yourself here today. Do you remember how much you have luckily won?
Luckily won.
$560,000. Is that right?
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead and take that down.
Well, that's like $530,000 after I pay for this person to be killed, right? That's still pretty
good. Sweetheart, listen. Are you taking this call today for a hoax or a joke?
Hernandez, I have got it down. Correct.
Okay, so you have the sum of money that you have
won. Hoax or a joke,
right?
He asked. That
yes,
was
I
great.
Do.
Okay, you're going to have your bonus prize. That's an E-Class Mercedes.
And a Mercedes! This is perfect! Because I won it, I didn't pay a dollar. I could actually have them put the body in the Mercedes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, listen.
Connor, sweetheart.
Do you want your
prize?
Listen, are you hearing me?
Yes!
Do you want your prize to be coming over the FedEx? Or the UPS.
I'm going to be able to dispose of a body in a car that cannot be traded.
Okay, it's going to cost you $355. $355 for your delivery. Will that be a financial difficulty for you?
Oh, no, not at all. I've got that. I've actually got actually in the bank right now. I've got $10,000 because I was trying to get enough.
No, no, sweetheart. No, you're not going to worry about that because the only thing that you're going to take care of is your delivery today. That's what our delivery guys are putting together
right now.
No,
what a nice guy.
He's
not trying to get her $10,000 out of her.
Okay, so you need to be getting yourself together.
Just the $300.
Looking like a winner right now, all right?
Oh, I am a winner! Woohoo!
Okay, and are you at home right now?
I am not.
Okay, where are you?
Why?
Because our delivery guys will be delivering this to your front door. So we need to be knowing
right
where are you.
Like, right now I'm in my parole officer's office. I'm just waiting for him to get here.
Okay, okay.
All right.
What time would you be getting
Makes
home
sense.
So we could have your prize being delivered?
In about an hour or so.
Okay, in about an hour or so, okay? So we're going to be having things put together right now. And when our delivery guys come over, ma'am, the sheet of paper that you took down my name, you're going to be giving them that sheet of paper, all right?
Wow, are they really showing up there?
What'd you say?
Okay. It's kind of scary.
Okay, listen, you're going to be choosing which one of our delivery team you want to bring this over. Will it be the FedEx Express or the UPS delivery team?
FedEx Express. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry, my kid's back here causing a lot of problems. I got him at the office with me, and he's just a monster.
Okay, all right. So you said FedEx?
Yeah. God damn it, kid. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead and take down FedEx Express.
Hey, I said shut up.
Okay.
That ought to teach you a lesson, kid.
Think she just hit her kid.
Okay.
Good job, Sunshine.
FedEx Express, right?
Keep those little fuckers in line.
Yeah, I do. But just hold on.
Okay.
I gotta get my kid one more time. Hey, son, I said knock it off. Sorry. I hope my parole officer doesn't see that.
Okay, well, don't worry about anything, sweetheart. Well, today everything will be working out fine for you, all right?
This guy's a smooth talker.
Tell me I won a Publisher's Clearinghouse prize. And I have to pay you a small fee, but I'm going to get my money, right?
Right, because you know that whenever you have won a large sum of money over $10,000, the government will know this and require
it. I'm going to get my neighbor murdered, right? In the free you told me I get a free Mercedes, so I'm going to have them put the body in that, burn the car in the desert.
Okay, so what you're going to do now, listen to me. You're going to head to the Walmart to register your prize so
the
all
Walmart.
The guys can be leaving now.
$550,000? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to have the registration fee that's $355 in your hand, and you're going to head to the Walmart, okay?
So I have to pay you for my prize. I have to give you $355.
No, you have to register. You have to register your prize with the federal government. You're only taking care of a federal government registration.
Of course.
All right?
You always do that at the Walmart, everyone.
Okay.
If you ever have any federal government fees, go to the Walmart. They'll take care of everything.
You won't be filing for any taxes each year on your prize.
Oh, wow.
It's
tax. It's one of those tax-free prizes.
Tax-free, all right?
It's a bargain.
So the government's cool with me having this money that you're giving me for tax-free, right?
Yes. So our company has paid 99%. So what you're going to do... Would you listen? You're going to head to the Walmart. Go to the Walmart right now so you can have your prize registered. Have the registration.
You need to snap your fingers to get Sunshine to listen to you. That's what I do.
Walmart. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, let me know when you're in your car.
You're going to be on the phone with me all the way to Walmart?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is an online delivery.
I got to meet with my parole officer.
Okay, you got to meet with your parole officer. Like, what time?
Well, I'm in his office. I'm waiting for him to come in. I've got to, pee his cup, and then we got to talk about, my anger issues and all my aggressive issues.
Typical day for Sunshine.
You know, it's not my fault the neighbor's dog fucking came into my lawn. It's not my fault the dog just, let's just say, jumped into my lawnmower, right?
Okay, I understand. I understand. Well... I know that a lot of things are happening right now. Well, things are going to be looking up and things are going to be getting better.
He had to flip to page 8 of his script.
Yeah, right on! Woohoo!
Okay, so what time do you say that you'll be getting home?
So, I'll be there maybe in about an hour, around 5 o'clock and stuff, you know?
Okay, in about an hour. All right, so what you're going to do, please remember now that you're going to keep your business private and confidential until you receive, all right?
No red flags here.
Oh, dude, I'm not telling a fucking soul, man. I don't want this shit coming back to me. Because when my neighbor disappears and shit, and they hear that I've come into some coins, dude, they're fucking going to kick my ass. I'm going to go back up into the slammer. I don't want to go back to prison.
The slammer.
Months ago, and I finally got my kids back 2 weeks ago from the fucking state. Fucking hell, I said shut the fuck up.
Okay, alright, alright.
I guess
calm
her
down,
kids got
down,
tired of screaming.
Now. I'm gonna have you.
This is
are you hearing me?
And do you know how many drugs I had to sell to get the money for me to get this prize? Like, I had to sell so many fucking drugs. And I had to sell the drugs around a fucking school. That's gonna earn me another 20 years if they catch me on that shit.
Yep.
Okay, well, you're not gonna be doing that anymore. So what's gonna happen now? Where is your parole officer?
Why would she stop? Because, I mean, if she's got $250,000 or whatever it is, that's just a shitload of money to buy a lot of supply to sell to people. She could have the biggest drug business ever. So that was one of those scam calls that people get. I never seem to get those, but you guys are always sending me the caller IDs of the scammers. Because usually you can call them back and they'll actually pick up. And I've never bothered really doing any myself because I don't know what to say to them. I guess what I'm supposed to do is, like, beat my kids while they're on the phone with me and talk about my neighbor that I want to get killed. Thanks for sending that one in, Sunshine. She's got this phone number that she calls. Like, if she gets a weird call like that, she'll say, hold on, let me get to a quiet place. And she clicks over, dials this phone number, and then clicks back over, and that phone number records for her. And it's kind of a cool service if you need to record a phone call from just a regular cell phone number. I think I need to sign up for that thing.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I was listening to the old shows, and you were talking about a list that were challenges for you to get people to do.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
Like, you got one guy.
Still have that list, by the way. I haven't forgotten about it. I know I haven't done anything about it, but I'm going to do the list. I'm going to do some of the things on the list. I have to at least get someone to lick some butter.
One old dude to put on red suspenders, and you were talking about square dancing. I don't know if you remember that. But I think, like, lick a stick of butter was on the list.
Yup.
And just a bunch of wacky shit. Where's the list, and where are you at completing the list?
I know, man.
Cactus.
Calling me
out. Fuck boy!
Yep, calling me out for not doing the list yet. I've still got the list. I need to work on the list. I know this.
Hey, Brad. This is Garrett from South Carolina. I'm about to take a week-long trip out to Oregon.
Since
you're a fine connoisseur of the arts and everything like that, I was wondering if you had any recommendations of places I should eat or go see or go do while I'm in Oregon. Thanks, man. Love the show.
What part of Oregon? Definitely stay the hell away from Albany. There's nothing here. There's the Mystery Shack. You know, the thing that Gravity Falls is based on. I went there, I think, last year because I was really into Gravity Falls for a short time. I'm like, holy shit, this place is just a few hours away. I've got to go see it. And holy crap, did it suck. Don't go there. So, I don't know, really. I mean, if you're in Portland, you should go to Ground Control. That's an arcade/bar. That's where me and Olga went during PLA Con 2015. But other than that, I don't really know. Just take a drive. It's like a really nice place to drive around in. Lots of trees and rivers and stuff. I know I have quite a few Oregon listeners, so maybe someone in the comments or something can give you better advice.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico calling. I'm just calling because you were asking for suggestions on your voice verification scam, which isn't really a scam, but everybody thinks it is. Which
totally
is why
a scam.
I won't give you the number, I'm sure. Anyways, I actually seriously, to this day, do not have a cell phone because I'm basically like, I never leave home. I'm always here, and I can text on Facebook, so there's really no point to me having one. So maybe you could use that as an excuse rather than telling them you just don't want to use your number, and maybe more calls work out that way. But I love the idea of you texting them, like, nasty messages after they agree to help you. That was awesome. Saying fuck you to that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe next time.
Didn't work out so good today, but I kind of wished it had. I mean, I got a couple of responses. They saw my messages.
Say, like, I don't know, like, pussy or penis or whatever. Just text them some weird friggin' word. That
if only I'd heard this voicemail before I did today's show, then I could totally write pussy and
that's
penis.
That's awesome, because then they can't really track you down. Anyways, that was my suggestion. I hope you're having a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? It's high school graduate, a.k.a. the Katy Perry fan, a.k.a. a Katy Cat.
All right.
Hey, I just listened to a
upload you just did called Andy's Unprofessional Behavior.
Uh-oh.
And I think it was...
I just uploaded that this morning. This voicemail came in just a few hours ago.
To me, but Katy Perry's song Roar was playing in the background. And so I have like a major boner going on right now.
What, in my background?
I was going to call you for something else. I think you should do like a weekly voicemail show where you just include all the voicemails you didn't get to.
Yeah.
And if people want to watch it, they can. If they don't want to watch it,
maybe.
They don't have to.
I did that once, I remember.
Anyway, thanks for including a video with Katy Perry. I know that was for me. Thank you.
Yeah, it totally was. I did that on purpose. I always like to put Katy Perry in my YouTube videos.
He's not a hobo, he's your host. He drinks for loco with the jelly and toast.
Alright, thanks for that one. One of my favorite songs.
Hey Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey Gloria.
Call, check in on you. I know it's been a while, but...
Why has it been a while?
Yeah.
Don't you like the show anymore?
I miss Sunshine. She's so nice. She's better than you, Brad, I'm telling you. Way better than you.
I guess.
But I was thinking,
whatever.
Why don't you call up a Goodwill right now, like right now, and say, hey, I dropped off a bunch of bags of clothing.
Nope.
I'm really sorry, though. I just want to make sure I'm not going to get fined because there's blood stains on all of the items. My son was acting up, and I beat the shit out of him like right before I dropped off the bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure like there's blood on all the clothes. Or you could say like you killed someone.
I'm gonna do that.
That's a great idea. There's blood on the clothes.
Thanks,
have
Gloria.
Them be like, why is there blood on the clothes? And be like, oh, I beat the shit out of my son before I dropped off the bag and he fell on it. Or just say, that's none of your goddamn business. Why there's blood on it? Just make them kind of paranoid.
What could go wrong, right?
Anyway, I miss you and love you, and I will definitely be calling back in a lot more. Just shit's been crazy. Okay. Bye. Right.
Bye, Gloria. Thanks for the latest idea that's sure to get me arrested.
All right. Rupert the Monkey Boy here.
Howdy.
I just listened to your last show. Good stuff as usual.
Thank you.
That last call, I think you did right before your voicemails, where you texted the guy, but hey, fuck you, man. That sounds like a show to me. That would be, you could just do it instead of a man.
You just heard the show. What'd you think? Did it suck? This is definitely something I'm going to try again sometime. Because, it seems like with that list I had there, I had a certain age group of people. And maybe it would work out with differently aged people. So I'm going to try this again.
I promise. About customer codes. You just, everything doesn't have to be that explicit. Though you could do the, pondering question. Like, what gives you the right? And, four or five question marks. Things like that. The Michael Scott shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And, that's some good stuff. That's just a suggestion. Other than that, keep it going. PLA all day.
Yay.
Root break out. Root break away!
That was nice. He gave me a lot of space to hit that echo knob. Thanks, Root break.
Hey, Brad. Just calling to let you know I'm talking to you on a speakerphone. First time,
sounds
first time
pretty good.
Long time caller. Just want to say, see you, fuck boy.
Thanks for that. It's a pretty nice sounding phone.
Hey, Roy, it's Steve Falcon here.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that I did a hilarious prank call to Chuck E. Cheese.
I bet.
I said that I went over by the Chuck E. animatronic, and unfortunately, the mouse malfunctioned while I was by it, and his arms flew up. And basically, Chucky had me in a full Nelson.
Oh, shit.
And I told...
It's like that bus driver video.
And she didn't believe me. I wonder why. And she threatened to call the police on me.
Oh, shit.
Like, what's she going to say to the police? Help, help. Some kid just called in and said that Chucky, the animatronic, has him in a full Nelson.
Yeah,
it was a prank call.
I hope she called 911 for that.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
But anyways... Bye, Brad. Hugs and kisses.
I guess. Whatever. I'm glad you didn't get arrested for that one, because that was a pretty serious criminal offense, saying that an animatronic mouse had you in a headlock. You should be locked up forever for that
Barbie,
one.
Jasper Flax, listen. What about if you took two of your recent ideas and combined them? Hear me out.
Into a super idea.
I just heard the episode where you called up and they said, my dog pissed all over the floor. Do you have something that would clean it, the rental office? What if you said, my dog pissed all over the floor, and it doesn't listen to me. It won't listen to me when I say to stop. Can you please talk to my dog and tell him or her that he's a bad boy, that you're a bad boy? Say, when I say it, it doesn't resonate. Can you please try talking some sense into my dog?
I'm going to put it on speaker.
Maybe you get some comedy gold, man.
Yeah,
all right, man. Later.
Maybe. I will have to try that one. That sounds like it could be fun. And I'm kind of thinking nobody would talk to my dog if I put it on the phone, but come on, everyone will probably do it. Those Petco employees, they'll do anything you ask them to.
Roy, this is Emperor Palpatine from the Death Star.
Oh, hey.
I just wanted to call and say I love your show. It's one of the Sith's favorite things to do, listen to the Snowplow Show.
Yep.
Anyways, just
wanted
to say
planets.
Thanks, keep up the good work. And, yeah, maybe we'll blow up your planet next time with the Death Star.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Have
Please
a good
don't.
Day.
Or do, whatever, I don't care, I'd be dead anyway.
Hey Brad, it's AJ Styles here.
Howdy.
Instead of Bigfoot sighting calls, you should totally do dick butt sightings.
Dick butt sightings, okay. I'm sure everyone would understand that.
Brad, I know what you're going to say, Brad. You're going to be saying, oh no, not that guy again.
No, I didn't say that, but I was thinking it.
Guy with the annoying voice. But you've got to love my voice, haven't you? You've got to love it. Anyway, a Terrence Mahal idea I was thinking is, say that you're wanting to install a toilet in the kitchen. Yes, install a toilet in the kitchen.
Instead of the living room.
It used to happen to my uncle and auntie. When they got a flat, their toilet, the only place they could put the toilet was in the kitchen. And I was thinking, don't be ridiculous. No, you don't have toilets in the kitchen, for goodness sake.
Yep.
But yeah, you could say,
that's silly.
Want to install a toilet in the kitchen. I think that's a good idea. Bye-bye.
Say we had to remove the stove so we'd have room for it. And that's the only place there was a water hookup, besides the bathroom. The bathroom's too far. So yeah, toilet in the kitchen. I gotta do that.
Hey, Brad. President Barack Obama here.
Oh, hey, Barack.
I'm just lying in bed with Melania Trump.
Okay.
Joe Biden is here in the middle. This whole thing was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to say great job on your shows. You know, really funny.
Thanks, Barack.
If you keep up the good work,
thanks, Obama.
We can make room for you here next year. Preferably between Joe and I.
Yep.
He does happen to be insatiable in bed. So,
I bet. I can tell. Every time I look at him.
See you later.
So that was the last voicemail. I think I don't want to end on that voicemail. It makes me uncomfortable. So I'm going to play an old voicemail. Looks like this one is from April 19th.
Hey, RB, it's a user fan with PH. Just listening to that replay of the old phone show right now, and it's chaos, and I'm so fucking confused. I don't know what's going on.
Nope, he just hung up. I guess he was so confused, he just hung up. Those old phone shows will do that to you. I think since his cut off, we should play one other one here. Okay, not that one, though.
Hey, Brad, it's Solstice. Long time caller, first time listener. I was wondering.
Get a new phone, Solstice.
When are the FBI...
Just do it. Come on.
Your old computer back.
Probably never.
Like, it's been a really long time. Either that, or time is just passing really slowly for me. So yeah, bye.
Passing slowly for me? They've got all my shit. I mean, not that it hardly even matters anymore. I've replaced everything they've taken, except for some of my data, or quite a bit of my data, actually. But, you know, at least I'm able to do shows. That's all that matters. And it looks like I'm almost done with all of the voicemails. Really, I could play the rest of these right now. But most of them are by people who already left voicemails on today's show. So I'm just going to save them for next time. And that guy before, he was saying, why don't you just do voicemails, you know, do a voicemail show every week. But ideally, I would do enough shows every week where I wouldn't have to do a voicemail show every week. I could just play all the voicemails on the regular shows. But when the Snowplow Show completely blows up and I'm getting like 1,000 voicemails a day, then yep, I'll probably have to do that. I won't have a choice. If you want to help make that happen, all you have to do is subscribe to the Snowplow Show at patreon.com/phonelosers. When you do that, you get extra shows every week, and there's a video archive and all kinds of stuff. Everyone should support the show. patreon.com/phonelosers. Rev is the sponsor of today's show. You want to be like Rev, right? And sponsor shows? Why aren't you doing that? By the way, thanks to the brand new supporters. I don't know which of these are brand new supporters and which of them are just people who have switched over from the website, but there's a few people here that have signed up this past week, including Landlord and Kevin B., Scott G., Shocklow, Oliver H., Allison A., and someone named Brisk Brave, Bragadiers Brandished, and Bludgeons Balancing Them Badly. Oh, and then the last name is Broad Bright Blades Blunderbusses. So thanks all of those people for being a supporter of the show, and thank you, Rev, for supporting today's show. Holy shit, it's Monday, and I actually got a show recorded today. I've got to try and get this all edited and put up and everything before today is over, so I'm not waiting till Wednesday again this week to have my first show out. We're going to end today's show with a song I've been saving. I was going to use it on one of the Family Christian shows, which I waited a little bit too long to do because I tried to do that last week. I tried to do my very last Family Christian survey show. I wanted to get customers on the phone and ask them what their favorite sin was. And unfortunately, I waited a little bit too long for that because every single store I call now, I'm either getting it just rings forever, or I get an answering machine, or Google Maps will tell me before I even try that it's been closed. So, oops, no more Family Christian store calls for us. But we've got this song here. It was made by a listener named Papa Legal, and the name of the song is called Easter Bunny's Chocolate. And this isn't a song about the PLA. It just happens to be written by a listener, and he suggested that maybe I could use it for a future religious show, which I will do, but since I don't see any religious shows in our near future, I'm going to go ahead and play this on today's show. So here is Papa Legal with Easter Bunny's Chocolate.
Jesus died for our sins.
Still not better than chocolate.
He turned water into wine.
He's still not better than chocolate.
He can make a great table.
Still not better than chocolate.
Nah, Jesus ain't got shit on the Easter Bunny's chocolate.
Jesus died for our sins.
Still not better than chocolate.
He turned water into wine.
He's still not better than chocolate.
He can make a great table.
Still not better than chocolate.
Nah, Jesus ain't got shit on the Easter Bunny's chocolate.
Say Jesus was so great, blah blah blah, he was a prophet. This shit don't matter, he's still not better than chocolate. Yeah, his dad was God, he turned water to wine, but I would much prefer the Easter Bunny's chocolate anytime. Jesus, for real, you give me the heebie-jeebies, deepers, creepers. Jesus, where'd you get those peepers? I love the Easter Bunny, he's so much fun. He brings me chocolate, cause he's number one.
You can make a good table or a stable go away, but the Easter Bunny's awesome, I'll take a chocolate anything. Over your bullshit, Jesus, you never bring me trees. You're too busy wearing sandals, Bible thumping down the streets. When it's Easter time, I'm supposed to think about you, but I'd rather feast on chocolate with the Easter Bunny's crew. Fuck your Jesus face, fuck your Jesus beard, fuck your lack of chocolate and your stupid Jesus ears. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, Jesus.
Easter Bunny's chocolate.
Who are you? What is this about?